Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. The Phoenix Foundation are one of the country's most acclaimed bands, although that hasn't necessarily translated into sales or awards. At the heart of their success is the fact that the band is made up of a bunch of incredibly talented songwriters and musicians. The guys from the Phoenix Foundation are bursting with songs, so much so that no fewer than four solo albums have emerged this year from band members. The latest to release a solo album is Luke Buddha, whose album Vesuvius is his third, if you count the collection of demos, The Seasides. Earlier this year, I got the chance to talk to Luke about the forthcoming album Vesuvius. So, I mean, your last solo album was, I mean, one of the things that I liked about it was that it was very eclectic. So is there a similar feel on this, or is it more of a kind of cohesive set of songs? Not that the last one wasn't cohesive, it's just that they were mixed.
I think it's still got a bit of both, you know. It's all recorded together, unlike the other ones, which was over a year, so therefore it ends up having a more cohesive sound. But the songs, I mean, I think it's still reasonably disparate. Well, that's a negative word. I should use diverse, shouldn't I? Yes, they're reasonably diverse, I think, yeah. And everyone in the band's putting out stuff this year, I think, actually. It's a bit ludicrous. I think people are going to get sick of it.
Well, it's a huge bunch of songs coming out of one band.
Well, you know, what happens is that in the Phoenix, it takes a little bit of... it takes a bit of a push to get your song into the band. For one thing, Sam Scott just kind of... They just kind of come out of him, so... You know, you're at band practice and he goes, well, I've got this song, or that song, or this song, and for me it's like, well, I've got this kind of half song, and you just end up working on one that's finished. So everyone in the band, not to say that Sam doesn't, you know, is like some kind of dictator or something, because that's not the way it is, but you just end up... So anyway, we need, you know, you can't have too many chefs or something. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I haven't had much sleep.
And now, here's the opening track from Luke Buddha's new album. It's called Crystal Ham.
Lead me from
Many of the songs on Vesuvius would sit comfortably on a Phoenix Foundation album, and the same is true of the songs on Straight Answer Machine, the second solo album from Samuel Flynn Scott, probably the most prolific of the songwriters in the Phoenix Foundation. This follows his earlier album The Hunt Brings Us Life, and again there's a warm, relaxed playfulness to the album. The songs seem familiar and surprising at the same time, and it's well worth checking them out. From Straight Answer Machine, here's Leave Me Alone.
You're in my house and you're on my phone. You better just leave me alone. I don't like the sound of your careless tone. You better just leave me alone. 'Cause I know my place, it's on my own.
Friendly Barnacle was the band headed by Phoenix Foundation bass player Warner Emery. Around the middle of the year, Emery released The Tides. It's a pleasant, if not groundbreaking album, but it will certainly be welcomed by any Phoenix Foundation fan, or for that matter, fans of mid-80s Flying Nun pop, or just those who dig the Wellington indie scene. From The Tides, here's Friendly Barnacle with Mortar and Brick.
Thank you. pretty things that you've had, and all the pretty things that we've had. We will do our best to cover them all up, and when mortar and brick is all we see, it will drive us into the sea. And I've looked for the spark, and I searched forever and a day, and all I see is the dark. And when water and breath is all we see, it will drive us into the sea.
The Phoenix alumni to release an album this year is Conrad Weedy. He's put out Bronze under the name T.C. Weedy. It's an album of mostly instrumental electronic music with a touch of guitar, and some of the pieces on it feel more like interesting musical doodles and songs, but others really stand up, and they point to the importance of Weedy's contribution to the overall soundscape of the Phoenix Foundation. From his album The Bronze, let's take a listen to T.C. Weedy. This track is called Malibu. That's M-A-L-I-B-O-O.
Oh,
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a Waiheke Radio production. In this episode, we heard music from Luke Buddha, Samuel Flynn Scott, The Friendly Barnacle, and Conrad Weedy, all members of the Phoenix Foundation. You find links to the artist sites, videos, and more information at countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.